They were often known as the Hellcats. Others knew them by the name Suicide Squad for their hard-fought battles against the fiercest German divisions. It was one of those fights that resulted in heavy losses for the Hellcats, but they fought on, and their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bill Lynch's shares the story of one of the most important armored divisions that fought during World War II.
An armored division was a group of about 12,000 men, and they comprised pieces of the three major combat arms of the Army, the infantry, the artillery, and the tank, or cavalry as they were known in the old days.
In this case, he is referring to the 12th Armored Division. Those men were expected to move quickly and take ground using plenty of firepower. Just like D-Day might define a group like the 101st Airborne, the Hellcats are often connected to one important battle.
The Battle of Herrlesheim, which actually happened right after the Battle of the Bulge, defines the 12th Armored Division. A lot of men who fought in the 12th Armored refer to themselves either as an original, i.e. a man who fought at Herrlesheim, or a replacement, because about two-thirds of our fighting strength had to be replaced. The battle was that bloody.
Herrlesheim was never expected to be such a difficult battle.
When we were told to attack the city of Herrlesheim, our men thought they were going to be fighting against a couple hundred rear echelon troops with bolt-action rifles. As it was, we went against the lion's share of three of Hitler's crack divisions, including the 10th SS Panzer.
By the end of the war, the 12th Armored Division captured Hitler's mountain home at Berchtesgaden.
Our engineers, the 119th Armored Engineer Battalion, were actually the ones who blew the roadblocks that the SS had planted, also blew the gates off of the palace at Berchtesgaden, and our infantry were the first men inside Hitler's office at the Eagle's Nest.
More next time from the museum that shares their story as we travel the countryside in Abilene, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.